Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, as I do, as you know. Once a week or so, I take a segment or two and just talk to you straightforward, just you and me, and about some things on my mind. What I want to talk about today in this segment is I want to get started with a discussion with you on crowdfunding. You know, you heard me talking to the gentleman yesterday. I'm trying to remember Mitch. Was it Mitch Free? I can't remember. I ought to be able to remember his name, but I can't. Sorry. We talked about peer-to-peer lending, which is a form of crowdfunding, which I'm going to talk about next week. But what I want to do today is just get started explaining crowdfunding. And first, I'd like to say that crowdfunding, two words, crowdfunding, is not new. But crowdfunding, one word, is new. It's both terms are completely intuitive because they obviously mean funds conveyed by a crowd to the solicitor of those funds, the person asking for those funds, right? Crowdfunding is actually traditional banking, insurance, stock markets, charities, and things like that, where the crowds are relatively small and absolutely defined, right? I mean, when you think about traditional crowdfunding, that's banking, right? The crowd makes deposits at banks, and the bank takes those deposits and makes loans to people. And even though there are a lot of depositors, it's still not a great number. And same thing for insurance, same thing for stock market. Insurance is spreading the risk of an investment, right? And that's a form of crowdfunding, a traditional form of crowdfunding. But now it's a new word. It's not crowdfunding, it's crowdfunding. One word. And it's very similar to, except that it's conducted. Crowdfunding is very similar to crowdfunding, except that it's conducted online. And the crowds, instead of being pretty much smaller and defined, and absolutely defined, because we have to know who they are, crowdfunding online, the crowds are innumerable and possibly even anonymous. It's largely due to those last two words, innumerable and anonymous, that crowdfunding has caught on to the point where several online platforms now aggregate fund seekers with funding crowds. There are websites right out there that are doing this. They're aggregating people who want the money and people who want to give them the money. Now with crowdfunding, the internet simultaneously facilitates and disrupts our experience with what I call the four C's of modern society: to connect, communicate, communities, and commerce. So far, crowdfunding fits into two primary categories. These are the ones that are the most active: contributing and fundraising. This is where emotional connection motivates members of a crowd to give to a cause or a project or an idea. Because besides the emotional motivation, merchandise like a t-shirt or a first album, for example, are likely involved as a token of thanks. So you make a contribution and they'll give you something. Tom Anastasi is doing a movie right now, and he's asking for people to help him raise money. He's trying to raise $15,000 in crowdfunding for people who would like to help him make this movie. You're going to donate that money. He's going to send you a poster. That's how it works. This crowdfunding form is nothing more than a donation. But then we got business funding. And this is money that goes to a commercial venture, which is often a startup, with the expectation of receiving a first of its kind product or maybe a future discount. The crowd knows that the funds they're paying to this website, for example, whatever it might be, Indiegogo or something like that, they know that it's partially to pay for the merchandise that they're going to get and partly to capitalize the venture to which this crowd has some emotional connection, right? And so even though this is startup money for a lot of ventures, it's investment for them. It is nothing more than a commercial transaction for you. And this is why it's allowed, because it's not an investment. It's a commercial transaction and kind of a donation. It's kind of a combination of those. That's business funding through crowdfunding so far. Recently, crowdfunding has nudged closer to debt and equity capitalization, the classic forms of capitalization for a business. Peer-to-peer lending, the crowdfunding loaning of money, is an emerging form of crowdfunding. It's well placed. We talked about this yesterday. Well in place. But the investment model, the equity side, where you have partners, that still has legal and practical hurdles to deal with. You know, yesterday when we talked about this, we talked about the fact that you can borrow money online. You can absolutely borrow money online right now, and do it pretty well. There are websites up there that are designed exactly for that. Brendan Ross, by the way, is the gentleman's name that I was talking about. Brendan Ross. He's a venture capitalist. He runs a fund to provide money for online loans. So it's clear that the future of small business capitalization will look a lot different in the future than it does today. But for most small businesses, the jury is still out on how the crowdfunding options will be part of their capitalization future. Still not sure about that. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna use a practical approach and some tough love to reveal the challenges facing both the debt and the equity sides of crowdfunding. Next week, I'm going to do debt. The week after that, I'm going to do equity funding. Ironically, these two advantages of crowdfunding that I mentioned earlier, innumerable and anonymous, ironically, those will manifest as potential barriers as we discuss the more sophisticated forms of crowdfunding. Crowdfunding, my friends, is just new tools to accomplish traditional fundraising and capitalization, and nothing more. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.